It is 7 minutes after 10 o'clock and time for Kaleidoscope. It's the last Monday of the month and time for our law enforcement update. Sheriff Jason Purrington's with us. How are you today?
Doing well, and you?
Good. Here we are, last day of August.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? It's like, where's the summer gone?
It just, and it's been kind of a weird summer weather-wise, too.
Yeah.
But we're getting a little bit of that heat yet this week.
Yeah, you look at the 7-day outlook or the 10-day outlook, whatever you have, and a lot of high 80s in there.
Yes.
And, you know, it's just, remind you, it's still kind of summer, but, you know, with schools starting up this week.
Yes.
It kind of brings you back to the reality that summer's over.
Yeah, that is kind of the final, you know, Labor Day weekend, and we want to remind everybody to be safe for Labor Day, but back to school time.
Back to school.
So people need to pay attention.
Yes. So in Minnesota, school buses make at least 10,000 school bus trips daily through the state. So according to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, school buses are the safest mode of transportation for children. Children are 8 times safer riding in a bus to school than they are taking any other vehicles.
Wow.
So that just kind of tells you statewide how many buses are out there.
That's
starting
crazy.
This week every day. So 10,000, that's quite a number.
Yeah.
You know, so when it comes to school bus safety, more children are killed outside of a school bus than they are as bus occupants. Motorists must anticipate children in a school bus danger zone, and that is, the danger zone is the area around the bus where most injuries or deaths occur. So, state law requires all vehicles to stop for school buses when the bus driver activates the red flashing lights. It used to be the arm had to be extended.
Yeah, the stop sign had to
come
out.
It used to be that way. Well, then the legislator changed it because you're having people, they'd see the red lights and thought, well, the bus arm isn't out.
I can still sneak by.
Yeah. You know, I got to get to where I'm going so I can sneak by. Well, they changed that loophole, if you will, and now all you have to see is the red flashing lights, and you're required to stop.
I think that's
which is good, because,
and you know, there are places where if you're behind the bus, you may not even see that.
Yeah, absolutely. If you're right, you know, not far enough behind the bus to see that, and you know, I think a lot of the buses, you start to see the double arms, you know, one to the front, one to the back, so that certainly helps, but.
But you're not supposed to be that close.
No,
anyway.
You shouldn't. Right.
Right. You have to leave? Is it 20 feet?
Yep. Red flashing lights on buses indicate students are either entering or exiting the bus. Motorists must stop at least 20 feet from a school bus that is displaying flashing red lights, regardless of whether the stop arm has been extended when approaching from the rear or from the front. Now, the only time that doesn't apply to the motorist is if they're out on Highway 60 where it's a divided highway.
Meeting
in the middle. So if you got somebody that, a bus that stops out on a rural address on Highway 60, you know, if you're going east, they're going west, you don't have to stop for that flashing red lights, you know, as long as you have the median divide. But majority of roads in Cottonwood County are 2 lanes, so this would apply to you.
And once you are stopped, you have to wait until the lights stop flashing.
That is correct. You have to wait for them to pull the arm in and the lights to shut off.
Okay.
So.
And it's common sense.
It really is. And, you know, because they will preface it with the yellow lights, letting people know we're going to be stopping, you know, and at that point, slow down. Stop when the bus stops, you know, obviously have the distance there. You know, it's not like you shouldn't treat it like the yellow light at a stoplight where it's like, well, it's yellow, so I'm going to gun it and get through it and get around it.
Which you're not supposed to do that either,
but you see a lot of people do that. So
yes.
Obviously, you know, the whole purpose is keep kids safe, going to school every day. So you just need to slow down.
Yes.
Pay attention, you know, whatnot. So let's see here.
And then also there's a lot of kids out and about. You know, it's more than just watch out for the buses. You got to watch out for kids.
Well, and every year we have a new crop of drivers.
Right.
Right? You know, that are driving to school every year for the first time. So that's obviously something you need to be aware of as well. You know, and I always tell people in town, it usually takes a few days. And depending on what time you go to school or go to work, and what route you take, you know, you'll figure out, you know, at this time there's going to be a bus on 4th Avenue that's going to stop about 7:30. So if you know that and that slows you down, so to speak, you know, find an alternate route.
There you go.
There's plenty of ways to get from A to B, you know, without using the same route if there's a lot of bus traffic on that road. So
just something else to keep in mind.
Yeah, absolutely. So as far as the students go, when waiting for the bus, be patient, stand back from the road, you know, no running around, rowdy behavior. A lot of times you'll see kids standing on the sidewalk or on the curb and goofing off and whatnot. If you got to cross the street, don't assume everybody's going to stop. You know, make sure you look both ways before you go. And a lot of times the bus drivers will, you know, wave them across when it's safe. When on the bus, stay seated, listen to the driver. When getting off the bus, look to be sure no cars are passing on the shoulder. And you've seen, or we've seen videos over the years of cars that, you know, they're not stopping for the bus and they'll pass the bus, you know, the door opens off and you see a car zoom by on the shoulder road. So for the kids that are on the bus, make sure before you get off, you know, you wouldn't think you would need to, but obviously make sure nobody's coming. Take your time. Cross the street. Make eye contact with the motorists before proceeding. So we just, obviously, safety is a huge factor every year. It's
especially this first few weeks of school. You know, there's that other excitement of, you know, the kid going to school for maybe the first time or a new grade. And so they're not necessarily paying attention.
Right, absolutely. They're not necessarily focused on the safety part of it. They're focused, you know, they want to get back into school. They're excited. Like you said, you know, whatever grade they're going into, it's going to be a new experience for them. So obviously we just want to make sure, get through the school year, and we say this every year, but get through the school year safely. So.
Very good. All right. What else do we need to mention?
Let's see here. You know, I think essentially it's just we'll just discuss the consequences real quick. Drivers who violate the stop arm law face a $500 fine. Drivers can face criminal charges for passing a school bus on the right, passing when a child is outside the bus, or injuring or killing a child. So safety is what we're focused on. Focused on driving, focused on the kids. Like I said, school starts this week, so there are going to be kids everywhere.
Be aware.
Yes. So safety first.
Very good. All right. Sheriff, thank you for coming in and talking with us today.
You bet. Take care.
That will do it for our law enforcement update, and that's Kaleidoscope on KDOM.